You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web. And your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Newsroom After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Newsroom After Show.
Official now.
Hello, hello. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another after show for The Newsroom, which I am loving. My name is Kelly, and I am joined by three fabulous ladies, so please say hello.
Hey guys, I'm Kristen.
Hi, I'm Kendra.
I'm Sarah.
And I am loving the show.
Me too.
It's just getting better and better.
This song intro gets so emotional. Inspirational.
I feel like we should have like a monologue each now.
I know.
We should write our own Sorkin monologue.
I think so.
The intro is like West Wing. Though.
Yeah, it definitely has that
Sounds
West Wing
like
feel.
It.
Yeah, for sure. It's very powerful, like getting to, you know, getting to the...
Into the heart of the news.
The heart of the show. So this episode is it's the Newsroom Newsnight 2.0, and this is season 1 episode 2. And Newsnight 2.0 is Mackenzie's new strategy of how to turn this new show around and make it more news instead of gossipy and ratings driven. So it's interesting to see how they're going to do that, because it's just in news in general.
Yeah.
It's really, you see that kind of fine line where it's the segments that they do. It's not necessarily hard-hitting news that you watch every day in the morning.
Right.
You know, now it's a little bit more fluffy. And
that's what Will is kind of arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And Mackenzie says, we don't do good TV, we do the news.
Exactly. Love that quote. Yes, yeah. I love that quote. Because, and that's the thing that Charlie was saying, is that he doesn't want the news to be ratings-driven, that he wants it to be content-driven. Mm-hmm. He wants people to watch it because of what they're talking about, not because,
right.
you know, they don't want to do segments to get viewers. They want viewers to come watch because of the segments.
Right.
Which is a really hard thing to do, especially nowadays when everything is so gossip driven and everybody wants to just, you know, make fun of people, or, mm-hmm. you know, the news can be boring, you know, and that's, you know, so in order to make something like this immigration bill sound interesting,
right.
the package you have to put together doesn't necessarily need to be flashy, but you have to get people to actually sit and want
right.
to listen to it.
And I think at the same time, it's host-driven or, you know,
yes.
anchor-driven, because
mm-hmm.
they mentioned that conservatives are the only ones watching
mm-hmm.
and
right.
that Will needs to kind of, you know, bridge that gap and make
right.
himself likable.
We'll cater to your audience
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Definitely
so.
What's deemed as newsworthy in today's society is way different than, you know, say 30 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
Now it's very celebrity-driven, very
mm-hmm.
gossip-driven. What's this person doing? It's about people's lives sometimes more than actual, you know, issues that are going on. And that ties into, yeah, the hosts have to do something, you know, it has to do with the hosts that
mm-hmm.
are on TV too, their personalities.
Mm-hmm.
People like to watch these personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was funny when the reporter Olivia Munn plays, mm-hmm. she was saying like, oh, I know people who are more qualified to do that segment. And Mackenzie goes, yes, honey, but they don't have your legs. Yeah. And it's such a good point, because even if you watch the news here in L.A., those girls look like Playboy bunnies. You know, it's what's going to get people to tune in. Sometimes it's not the news. Sometimes it's how hot these girls look on TV.
Absolutely.
The good thing is she knew that, you know, right. She had a good background for it and everything. The right. point that she had good legs, like, just right. drove it over right. the edge.
Yeah. It made me like her, that she wasn't using her sexuality and just her looks to get far. She really was thinking, you know what, I know somebody who would do this better.
Right.
She wasn't saying, like, oh, okay, I'll just do it. She was actually kind of stepping down because she didn't want to be that girl.
Right, but then...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, but Mackenzie wants to be able to, I mean, because you shouldn't have to apologize for being hot and smart. And that's kind of right. one of the things that a lot of women, you know, kind of have to deal with, is that it's always a one or the other. Because mm-hmm. if you're too, you know, attractive, automatically they question your intelligence.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of a hard stereotype. So this is definitely going to be an interesting character mm-hmm. and to watch, because she... Obviously, she knows that she's an attractive person, but she's also super smart, but she's not hiding behind her looks. She right. really, you know, wants to get the right information out there
right.
and wants to do the best job, which is, I know somebody that could do this particular thing better, but I appreciate, you know, that.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of timely what's going on with Ann Curry and Matt Lauer mm-hmm. and the Today Show and finding her replacement.
Right.
You know, going for someone who can handle it, mm-hmm. not taking away from Ann Curry, because I think she was great.
Yeah.
But, you know, just how it happens behind the scenes, it kind of gave some right. insight into that.
Yeah, I mean, and we've seen it happen before, you know, when Barbara Walters left, mm-hmm. and, you know, even all these different transitions
and
in
who's
news.
What's that show? Kelly and Regis?
Oh, yeah, Regis and Kelly.
Kelly and... Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's carrying it on her own, basically, with right. guest, I think, guest fill-ins. Are they still yeah. doing that?
Well, and
I
she took so. Over for Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
So she was, like, the younger, you know, addition mm-hmm. to that show.
Yeah. So we see it happen a lot in, you know, our everyday society. So, you know, with this dynamic, and especially having to deal with the relationship that we see between Will and Mackenzie, that in itself is just insane. And I was reading something where... Aaron Sorkin kind of called it a romantic comedy, like uh-huh. this show.
Yeah.
And I can see that.
I like the mm-hmm. banter. I like the writing of their fights and mm-hmm. how it's harsh and it's mean. And then there's always something kind of witty thrown in mm-hmm. where it lightens the tone
right.
of it. And I like that.
It never
like
gets
that.
Too intense in that
no.
direction. It's no. like they start. It starts getting heated, but then she starts being cute for a second.
yeah. It's that Clever. Whole, you know, manipulating the situation
right.
and not letting it get too over the top.
And you kind of, it pulls you through the motions, like, as if you're kind of in love with her like Will is.
Yeah.
She's just, insert charming remark here, insert
yeah.
charming remark there.
She even calls it a romantic comedy at one point.
Yeah. Yes.
She references that. I love that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She is definitely... a really great actress anyway, and I like that they cast her for this, because in a lot of stuff that you see her in, she's always kind of secondary, so you don't really get to see her in the forefront.
Right.
So I like her character. I think she does a fantastic job, and it's really fun to watch this.
Yes.
So when she's having the when she goes to Olivia Munn's character, which her name is Sloane, right?
Yes.
And she's asking her to, you know, do 5 minutes on, you know, economics and, you know, whatever. And then as Sloane's leaving, she says, oh, you know, we do have a lot in common. You know, I've been cheated on too.
Dun, dun, dun.
So then we find out that the entire office thinks that Will cheated on Mackenzie, and she just can't stomach it. She's like, that's absolutely not true. And then, and then Sloane does what everybody does. It's like, sure, it's not. I'm sure he didn't cheat on you.
Right.
You know, I was in denial too. And she's like, no, he really didn't. But, you know, and even backtracking in the very beginning, you know, Will pulls Mackenzie into the office and says, I'm sure everybody knows that we were together. I just don't want them to know why we're not.
Right.
You know, so please don't tell anybody under any circumstance. Don't tell anybody. So now she's conflicted.
Right.
Well, I love her reaction to that, too, because it's just like how most people, like, she can't keep a secret sometimes. She's like, I need to tell you that that's not true, but I can't tell you why. Yeah. And, you know, promise me. And I thought it was really sad, too. She's like, you know, it'd be nice if we'd be friends. I don't have many friends.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So she's trying to make a new friend, but she can't tell her anything.
Yeah.
And it's making her come off a little crazy.
Just that's from,
kind of crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just from those two things, with Will approaching her at first, saying, I don't want people to know, and then how guilty she seemed when Sloane, like, was talking about it, I already knew, like, oh, she was the one. Mm-hmm. She was the one that did him wrong and cheated on him.
Yeah, which, I mean, and it kind of makes sense and makes it look like that's why his character has hardened up so much.
Yes.
Because she's like, does everybody think he's an ass? That's so not, he's the good guy. He's the big, you know, he's a big hearted guy. He's not that guy.
He has a Jeep. Heart.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, it's so that relationship obviously took a really big toll on him and his personality, and I think that's when his whole situation changed and he became that assy guy.
That nobody
likes. Everybody's kind of afraid of.
Right.
Nobody thinks he's friendly.
I think it's so funny that she can't send an email right in this episode.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, let's talk about it.
It is kind of typical of offices. Why does it have to be so complicated that you have to put an asterisk to send to one person or not?
Well,
or
that's
the
horrible,
opposite.
Especially when you're doing it on a cell phone because it's typos.
Yeah. And you're in news. Oh. There's a deadline. You're gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, it just bothered me.
Those control shift commands, and that's not okay.
No.
So she's gonna mess up.
Of course.
Of course, that's how their story's gonna leak.
And so poor Gary Cooper doesn't have a BlackBerry anymore. Anyway, he misses
his BlackBerry. It's completely destroyed.
She even poured coffee on it after she stomped on it.
That was really cute.
Let's hope he got a new one, like via the company.
I know. And he missed some emails.
Really crazy. But has anything like that ever happened to you where you accidentally sent an email to the wrong person or like a massive group of people?
Yeah.
I accidentally did like a Skype.
Yes.
I am into like our main my one company that I work at, we communicate via Skype and we have group chats for all the different departments. And I meant to Skype an individual, but I Skyped the whole department. Luckily for me, Skype has removed this comment.
Oh. So
a juicy gossip was erased.
Oh, no. Yeah, that is one of my biggest fears is I'm constantly like, I'll write emails without putting anybody in the to yet until I'm done with it, ready to send it, and then I'll fill it in.
I do that too. I do that too.
That's especially this context. So we find out she sends this email to Will and it says, you know, Sloane thinks you cheated on me, but please tell her that I cheated on you and tore your heart out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time it's confirmed that she was the one that cheated or even, you know, we don't know what happened.
Right.
We just know there's a lot of speculation until that point.
But it felt like she had a moment to not press send and to double check, you know, they zoomed in on send.
Yeah, but she's emotional about it. She thinks everybody in that room, you know, because Maggie says he's going to fire somebody. And then, you know, she says, he should. And then she's like, wait, but he won't. Do you guys all really think that?
And they all pull out their BlackBerries. Yeah. Like, I don't really know. Look how busy it is right
now.
She was trying to multitask way too much. She has a meeting for the rundown of the show. She's talking about Will. And she's going to try and email him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was too much. It was one thing at a time. It was way, you know, it was way too much. So
Newsies are multitaskers. That's why she was
So, hence the entire, not even just the news staff, the entire company.
178,000 people
gets that email.
That's what they said.
Oh, crap.
That's what Charlie was telling Will.
Yeah. So she's freaking out. She's in the middle of the newsroom. Everybody delete your emails. Sneak into Will's office. Delete his email. If it's password protected, give me a baseball bat. And then Will walks in. Mortified, just angry.
Yeah.
Angry.
I understand that. However, I think doesn't it kind of make him look better now?
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's a good thing, it's a personal, you know, problem, but you know, yeah. makes him a little bit better.
Yeah. 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 But I don't think he wants the pity. I don't think he wants people to know anything personal about him, I think is the deal with him. I think he opened up to her. He fell in love with her. He went all in and she totally broke his heart. And I don't I don't think he wants anybody to know anything.
At the same time, I think it softened him a little and he didn't realize that it would do that to him. Because now he's, you know, I'm in and he can joke a little more and he feels more at ease. Because I don't think the backlash was that bad.
Everybody
found
there
out.
There was something that came full circle.
Yeah.
For him.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we also learned that he just would rather not have known at all.
Yeah.
They have a conversation and she was like, did you want me just lie to you and not tell you about it? And he was like, actually, yes. I would have rather not.
That's heartbreaking, too, because then they probably would have been together, but they would have been together because of a lie.
Yeah. Right.
And then she'd be.
Well, I mean, but that's such an interesting thing because in relationships, is it selfish for you to tell somebody that you care about that you cheated? If it was in this situation where it made her realize that she was actually in love with him. Because when you're young and you're in a relationship, especially, you know, when you really fall really hard in love with somebody for the first time, it can be kind of confusing. You don't really know if you are, if you aren't. It's a little scary, especially when you are very ambitious because you don't necessarily want to sit home, get married and have kids and all of that. So it's kind of scary to go all in. So she went with the ex. She realized while she was cheating that's not what she wanted. She was actually in love with him. So in a sense, it caused her to realize her feelings. Mm-hmm. So was it selfish of her to tell him that if it was that one time? Because he gets, you know, she hurts him. She ruins her relationship. But it was a moment of clarity for her. So that's kind of an interesting thing, because I just wonder.
I think it's all about honesty. I think that, you know, for saying, well, she said it was, you know, she wanted to tell him, and that did seem a little selfish. But I think if you're in that committed relationship, you should be honest with somebody.
But she wanted to tell him because she said she couldn't live with it. And I liked his answer. Well, now I have to.
Right.
Because what would it really have changed? If she realized in that moment that she was in love with him and they were going to go off and be together, did he really need to know that?
Later, though, he would have been PO'd as well.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. And it
given
would be built on a lie. Eventually, it would have come out.
Yeah.
My thinking is that
It
would be selfish to withhold that information. Because if you're thinking, okay, if I don't tell him, then we can be together and stay together. And, you know, I don't care if there's this thing that I need to cover up or whatever.
Yeah.
For me, that would have been the more selfish thing to do than tell him. I agree. Or I'm with you on that. Honesty is better.
No, absolutely.
And it always surfaces.
It's always better to definitely be. Yeah. But it's always such an interesting topic, I think, when people talk about relationships, because a lot of people always say that, like, it's better not to know. Mm-hmm. But is it really? So it's just, you know, and we find out from this accidental email that now that everything's out in the open, it's kind of like a relief.
It is.
And you can kind of see that on him with what you were saying.
Yeah.
It kind of lightened him up a little bit.
Yeah. That last conversation.
I think we've all been in this a similar type situation.
Right. And she said, you know, if it was, but she told the truth. She went back. It was supposed to be like a romantic comedy, and they were supposed to live happily ever after. That was supposed to happen. So if you need your romantic comedy fix, this is what you can do, is you can check out AfterBuzz TV and do all of your online shopping from Amazon.com through our site.
Yes.
So you can pick up Dumb and Dumber. You
can pick up a romantic comedy?
It is kind of a romantic comedy,
Jeff
actually.
Daniels.
Yes.
Jeff Daniels.
But please go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the Amazon banner, and it's just one extra click. It doesn't cost you anything, but it helps us out so we can continue to do these great shows. And Jeff Daniels actually confirmed that there's no Dumb and Dumber 2, which I think is great.
Yeah. Like that. Leave it alone. Right?
No, leave it alone. Yeah. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Wait, it would be 3, right?
Well, no, there was the prequel. There was a prequel when they were supposed to be younger, which is stupid.
And it wasn't with the original.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't want to see that prequel.
Yeah. So, no, Jeff Daniels, I think he's fantastic. I love him.
I love how he made that transition. The shift from that type of character with snot hanging out of your nose.
I know. to this character,
amazing.
Which is this character, I love the way he plays it. And I was honestly kind of skeptical about it when I saw that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so great. He can be lovable and he can be stern and you kind of feel sorry for him in that way. And I like it. I think everybody was cast really well.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I like
and it was
a lot.
Such a shock for me because I actually didn't really follow him after Dumb and Dumber. I didn't know or any of the shows or movies or whatever he's done. So he comes out of nowhere for me after years after being a Dumb and Dumber fan, and I'm like, no way, no way.
He's great, and I'm glad that, you know, I like seeing it, and you know, the critics are kind of, you know, going this way and that with it, but I, you know, the show just seems to be getting better, and I'm just excited to see where it goes, especially now that their whole relationship is out in the open. We can see how that's going to affect, you know, their working relationship, if now he's going to be a little softer, if he's going to, you know, and which we saw because she told him, are you in or are you out? And I like how strong she is and confident in what she does, because in that train wreck of a news broadcast, which we'll get into later, but she says to him, you have to listen to me and don't ever do something out of fear. Always do the best that you can do. And I think she brings out the best in him. And I think she helps to make him not afraid to, if somebody doesn't like what he's saying. Because obviously he's, you know, he's driven by ratings. He wants to be loved by strangers, is what she tells him.
It's so interesting to watch because they obviously have this personal relationship, but you can see her trying to keep it professional for the newscast.
Yeah. And that's a very tough thing to do. It's, you know, it's always a bad idea to have relationships in the workplace. But when you work in an industry like that, where else are you going to meet somebody?
You know, you're basically sleeping in the office.
Exactly. Right. So if you're not,
and
you
the
know.
The karaoke bar.
Yes. That they send the intern 10 minutes before happy hour's over to order 30 drinks. I love it. So that, you know, that brings up Maggie.
Oh, little Maggie.
Me too. That's my favorite.
She's adorable. And she was given a task to do tonight. That she was a little cocky about. You know, she's supposed to do the pre-interview. Who were they going to have? Like somebody from the governor's office. Because the whole thing is they, you know, they're talking about the immigration bill that Arizona passed in 2010. So she was given, she was supposed to do the pre-interview with the governor's office, and it turned out she dated the press agent.
Small world. Probably driving her to want to do it more. Like, oh, him? Okay, let's talk to him.
And she hid the fact that she knew it was him.
Yeah, and again, that's where honesty comes into play. It's always better. Just air it all. It always comes back to bite you if you don't. But she, you know, Jim wanted to supervise her and do kind of a run-through beforehand, and she was really kind of snotty about it. I know this. I got this. I know. And she completely blew it.
Yes.
One little snide remark, and it was done.
Yeah.
And it's a small world. You got to be careful. You got to be careful what you say.
Let her emotions get involved. She could have probably pulled it off, but just, you know, you have to keep that in.
Yeah.
It's as if she was just waiting for that opportunity to talk to that guy again and just say something.
Yeah.
Which she mentioned that because she said it was set up so perfectly for her to kind of
to come and give that little zinger, which was funny.
Right.
You know, but because Jim finds out that she dated this guy, and he is, you know, he's angry, and he comes over and he's like, why didn't you tell me? And she's, you know, she didn't think it was relevant, and, you know, whatever. So he makes her tell the entire story of their, you know, of their dates.
Really funny.
Which is so we find out she like went on 4 dates with this guy.
Well, the fourth one may not count.
But what happened on the fourth date?
she goes back to his dorm room, and they're making out, and there's a knock on the door, and it's his, you know, ex-girlfriend, and tells her she can't fit in the closet, you know, because it's a dorm room. So she hides under this bed, and the girlfriend comes in and talks with the boy, and they patch things up on the bed.
Yeah.
With her underneath.
Which is terrible. How awkward.
That is awful. Awful. How many of you would have really hid under the bed?
Oh, no.
No.
As soon as he would have said that, I would have been like, no, I'm meeting her and I'm getting out of here.
Exactly. I would have answered the door and said, figure this out, I'm out.
Yeah. Or tell him, like, why don't you leave? Or, you know, I'm not going to hide under. Well, although on the other hand, when you're that young, and, you know, I was a lot shyer when I was younger, I maybe would have. Actually, I was looking at her like, You know, what if the ex-girlfriend's crazy? I mean, I've had a situation where I've had, like, true. You know, a guy that I had dated, crazy ex-girlfriend. You don't know what they're going to do. Like, I'd be scared that this lady, you know, girls are nuts sometimes.
Yes, they can
I don't want to deal with that. I might hide under the bed for my safety from her.
Yeah. Well, and she said she hid under the bed, waited for them to be done, which was really fast. And then she waited an extra minute or so, and then she left.
I think in her case, she hid out of insecurities. You
know? Yeah.
I think she thought she was crazy. She probably thought, okay, they'll talk and she'll leave.
Yeah.
We'll get.
So we get a little hint of her character by this situation and the fact that, she is a little bit insecure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't really stand up for herself in the situation. She let them make up. She just stayed there until they left.
Yeah.
And then she left.
And she was obviously hurt by that situation. Hence the remark she makes while, you know, she's making a business call to this guy who she probably hasn't spoken to since all of that happened. Mm-hmm. And now she gets to kind of make a 2-minute man joke that didn't sit very well. So
didn't stand very well.
I was waiting for it.
That's a joke. Okay.
I got it.
Sometimes I don't know if it makes sense.
So this poor girl makes a huge mistake, which affects the entire news broadcast and everyone. And Jim is covering for her, as a senior producer should do. And that's usually kind of what happens. And she's trying to tell the truth. He keeps cutting her off. Right. And then she, you know, everybody goes to the bar after this whole debacle happens. And then her boyfriend comes. And I do not like him.
No, I do not like him.
Don, I just, no.
When he shows up, I groan.
Yes. Because he's just very selfish and arrogant. Yes. And he doesn't really care about her. That's obvious. She just had this horrible day. And the thing about it, when you make a mistake like that, nobody feels worse about it than you do. You don't need to be reminded of, especially not by your significant other, how much you just messed up. That's not what anybody needs.
Who happens to be a successful producer. Successful.
Right. Right. And he, you know, he's offered her a spot at the 10 o'clock show. And she was contemplating whether or not to take it. And she's deciding not to. And
smart move.
Which I think is good. But I mean, what do you think? Do you think he just wants her to go so he can keep an eye on her so she's not around Jim?
Well, he kind of says while they're at the bar that it's because... Are you doing this just because I'm your girlfriend? And he kind of says yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you're not supposed to say yes. You're supposed to say, you know, you believe in me or whatever.
Right. But no, he just wants to have control of the situation. Right. He doesn't want to, you know, have to worry about if she's talking to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the other reason that she also wanted to, you know, talk to the person on the phone for the interview was she, you know, it was forever. She doesn't get a chance to prove herself.
Right.
So she was trying to also, besides, you know, get back at the ex, was to say that she could do something and make this big interview happen. Mm-hmm. And you can tell by being around Don and who knows what her other past relationships are that people just want to baby her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she doesn't want it anymore.
Yeah, and she says that. She says that to Jim at the bar. Why do you guys think that I need protection so much? And the interesting thing about her is she absolutely, you know, in the first episode, she's like, you guys can duke it out. I want to try to do this. I want to do this. When he's wanting to go over that call with her, I got this. I've done this before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know how that feels, especially when you're young and you feel like people don't necessarily have the confidence in you and you want to prove that you can do this. And then to have this massive mess up is just, it's heartbreaking. It's terrible because then you feel like they're not going to trust you with anything again.
Right.
And I think that that's kind of what she's fighting with, and then she has this just crappy boyfriend. But I like how at the bar, after one full drink,
that you couldn't handle.
That's me.
Oh, no,
that's
one more tea.
I get joked at if I have like a light beer that I'm like off the wall.
So after one martini, I like that she was actually standing up for herself and is like, let's just break up. I'm getting suffocated by your support for me.
Right.
You know,
I just
being
wish
very
she
sarcastic.
Kept going with it, because then when he was like, okay, fine, let's break up, she's like, wait. I was like, no. Don't ask him to wait. Just let him go.
I know. But for that brief moment, she was standing up for herself. Yes. She was saying, you're not doing the right things. I needed you to support me. I didn't need you to remind me of how horrible my day was. Mm-hmm. And you know, he just doesn't get it.
But you know who does get it?
I know!
And I love when he was and making his way over to talk to her. She was by herself at first, Jim. Just, you know, and then all of a sudden Don comes up and you're like, oh, and Jim walks away. And he's like, I'll come back later.
I love how Mackenzie tells Jim, you know, you need to stop covering for people. You know, you have a crush on that girl. And he says, well, you told me to. Yeah.
That Which was true. A funny moment.
Yes. Yes, and he's so cute. But
he just has the right thing. He says the right thing to her. Like, he's not too soft with her. He's mm-hmm. kind of tough still, and he's still being there for her with that whole fiasco that happened.
Right.
He points out that, hey, you know, because you feel so bad, I'm pretty sure you're not going to let this happen again.
Right.
Well, and oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, even before, you know, when he was kind of vetting her to see if she could handle the interview, it was almost like he believed in her, but he was just testing.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's like, let's do our practice run right now.
Yeah. And then he said, I think you got this. And, you know, she... So he's so supportive cute. In the right way.
And I think the good thing is I think he still believes in her, even mm-hmm. after this. I think she is probably incredibly nervous, but the fact that she knows that she messed up and is really beating herself up mm-hmm. about it.
Right.
I also hope for her sake it doesn't happen again, yeah. but I tend to think it won't.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
At least, we'll you know, see. For a couple episodes.
Because Jim remembers, it seems like he remembers what it's like to be there. You know, we've all been that person. We weren't perfect when we first started being a producer or whatever. We had to go through those mistakes in order to get better. And then, what's his name? The one we don't like, Don. Mm-hmm. Seems like he's, you know, he's at the top. He's kind of forgotten about the little people and mm-hmm. how what he did to get there.
Yes,
which is not good for her.
No, that's not somebody good to mentor her. That's not somebody good to look up to. Because the thing is you can't. It's never really a good idea to just jump ships so much. Like, loyalty is a big deal, and actually right. learning from people. And it's good to move on and move up and advance mm-hmm. your career, but there's a good way to do it. You don't, you know, you don't burn your bridges as you leave mm-hmm. and, you know, be so... Everything that comes out of his mouth is just rude and unnecessary. Like, the tone in which he says things. He's always sarcastic about everything that they're doing. Everything is stupid. They're going to fail. And he just has that mentality, and that's not what she needs. Mm-hmm. You know, she needs somebody like Jim, you know, to be that mentor for her, to help, you know, it's okay if you make a mistake, just don't let it happen again. You know, right. learn from it. Don't, you know, it's okay to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with a little role play to figure it out, you know.
And then what happened where after she left, right before she left the bar, he kind of mm-hmm. stood up and was like, everybody, if you make a mistake again... Mm-hmm. Why was it that he did that?
She was saying he was being too nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So he was trying
like,
to prove.
No, I'm not going to be nice. Yeah. I'm Mr. Nice
no,
guy.
No, he was showing his authority.
Although I okay. love when they're
For
like,
her.
Have a shot. And he mm-hmm. goes, I only have a shot if I'm scared. Yeah. And then she comes up and goes, I need to talk to you right now. And
he's like, yes, ma'am. She's like, don't ma'am me with your, what do you say, sheepish charm.
Yeah. And then it was cute. These attractive women were trying to drink with him.
Right? Yeah.
As she's leaving, and he's like, no thanks. And then you see him staring at Maggie as she's walking out the door.
I know.
That's why it's a TV show.
Sorry.
I'm kind of pessimistic. I'm sorry, guys.
So cute.
I really like him for her. I think that they're super yes. cute. But, you know, they're not going to get together too soon. That would just ruin it.
No, not till season 3. That's yeah. when they usually
yeah. Ugh, can't wait for that.
Yeah. But definitely check us out on iTunes. You can download our podcast and tell us what you think about Don and Jim and Maggie and that whole situation. I really hope she doesn't go to his apartment and apologize to him. I don't know. What's your take on it, guys? Please go to iTunes, download us, rate, and comment. And, you know, we have a top 10 list here, and we want to be number 1. Right now we're number 3. So hook us up.
Boost our rating.
Yes, please. And join in, you know, let us know what you think about the show. But I don't want her to go to his house and apologize.
No, I'm thinking she will, but
she
I don't want
will.
Her to.
Because his name is in the beginning, so he has to be in a few more episodes.
Yeah.
The only way to do that is if they're still together.
Right.
Plus,
well,
he's
still
helping out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that Will is like, why are you still here?
Right? Kick him out already.
I know.
Mackenzie can handle it. I don't see why they're... No. Well, just to keep him around. Because otherwise, again, it's a TV show. You kind of have to...
Yeah.
You have to keep
yeah.
the controversy.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get into this news debacle, this news show that was horrible.
It was excruciating.
It was so starts hard with Maggie.
Maggie's mess up.
So it starts with that whole phone call where she made fun of the press agent for the governor's office, and then they all went to CNN. Right. Instead.
So they lost their interview.
They lost
their golden interview.
Yep, they lost it. She messed it up. So who did they have to get instead?
I don't know. I think Jenny the Rifle was really great. I don't know about you guys.
So what did we have? We had a professor from the University of Phoenix.
You know that's not in Phoenix, right?
She's cracking up.
I was dying.
Right.
So Mackenzie's like, that's an online university. It's not actually in Arizona. And the booker's like, well, you can understand our confusion, right? And you're like, no.
Her name was Kendra.
Was her name Kendra?
Yeah.
We had a Kendra and a Mendoza.
Oh, we did. There was a Mendoza. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You guys had little cameos.
And wasn't Kendra? She was on True Blood, right?
Didn't she? Yes, she was. She was Tara's mother.
That's right. She was the possessed one.
Adina Porter.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her name.
She's super nice.
I saw her.
Yes, but, you know, so who else do they get? They get a second runner-up in the Miss USA pageant.
Whose question was about the immigration law.
Yes. And then who was the other guy? Who was the rifleman?
He was like a parole, like an officer, like maybe a border.
A militia or something, right? Like
the one in his living room, right?
Yeah.
The one with the rifle in the back.
He had to have it in the shot.
And he named it. That's why I thought that was my best friend's name is Jenny. So I'm like, your rifle.
So this news broadcast centers around the Arizona immigration law. And there's first controversy over whether or not to start with the oil spill. Mackenzie doesn't want to start with that. It's old news. Everybody's just using it for that. We're going to, you know, we'll talk about it, but it's going to be later in the show. So that in itself is kind of a conflict because Will thinks that they should start with it. You know, the ratings guy, what's his name, Reese?
Yeah, Reese.
You know,
Reese?
Yeah, he, you know, that he and Will have meetings every day to talk numbers. And, you know, he's all about the ratings and wanting to know what people think about him. They all think that. And I like that she wants to do something different. She doesn't want to follow the, you know, the crowd. She wants to do the news. And that's a very risky thing to do. And I like that the station manager is behind her and wanting to do the same.
She's doing a complete reform. She's got her three criterion.
Her three eyes.
Start with eyes.
Well, and there's the A.
There's a fourth, yeah.
Right. Yes, the A.
That was funny. You can't... Anyways.
So this whole thing, you have these... Three guests on the news that are supposed to be talking about the immigration bill. And if you guys remember, the bill was giving Arizona the right police officers to pull over anybody and make sure that the immigrants had their paperwork on them so they could pull anybody over with suspicion. There was no real grounds for that, right? And they claimed it wasn't based on race or color or anything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what's the likelihood that, you know, it's... kind of is racial profiling, and that was like a whole thing. So that's what they're getting into. So he is going to talk about this hardcore issue with a second runner-up from the Miss USA pageant, kind of like a nutty professor, and then this, you know, rifle-toting militia man.
I feel like they would have never actually made it to TV had this been a real news.
Right.
Well, you'd be amazed what makes it sometimes to TV, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if like, they need something. Well, and the thing is
that... You can mute people's mics. Sound bites. You don't... Mm-hmm. You can mute somebody's mic on a news show.
Well, it
news
would be silent show. In that...
Well, you can't have dead air, though. And, you know, they... So a lot of people are saying on Twitter too that they don't really think that it was very realistic.
With that, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I still love this show.
Yeah,
and it was great entertainment because if that really happened, that would have been hilarious, right? But I feel like in an actual news show, they would have muted the mic, they would have cut to another story, they would have went back to just Will or put whatever graphic up and just kept on moving.
Mm-hmm.
It would not have lingered that long.
Well, it definitely would have made the soup though later on.
Oh, absolutely,
definitely.
I was watching CNN the other night, and there was a debate between two people that was going on longer than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of like, oh, they're just just going to let it go. And some of what they were saying was relevant, but it was more of an argument than
a debate.
Any kind of news. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by that, but that reminded me of tonight.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't an
well,
argument.
Well, I think, too, you know, being a television show, obviously it's going to go to the extreme. So, I mean, it's not, and that's the thing with all of these people that are saying it's not very realistic. Well, no, it's not. It needs to be entertaining
TV.
At this TV. It has to be entertaining at the same time.
It's sensationalized newsroom.
Right. If you, yeah. you know, are actually the behind the scenes of an actual newsroom may be entertaining to people that are in it all the time. But if you are, you know, if it was just a reality show with cameras just in there watching the stuff as it happens,
right.
some of it will be, some of it you're not going to get, and right. it would be very confusing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, there's only so real that they can get because it still has to be entertaining. And that's the hard part about doing a show like this and making a kind of a behind the scenes style mm-hmm. show because you have to, it has to entertain people.
And you bring up such a good point. I'm glad you said that for all listeners out there. It's not a reality show.
No.
This is a entertainment show. And I think it's hilarious coming from a newsroom. We all have that kind of experience, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, yeah, that would totally be the extreme, and it's hilarious to see on the screen right
Absolutely.
now.
Absolutely. I'd love for, like, somebody that I dated to call me up and say, I want to interview one of your clients and make a funny comment. I'd be like, nope. CNN, right? Where are you going?
Right?
So, but it is, it's, I like it because it's not a reality show. And I want to be entertained. I don't want to see my everyday life on, you know, mm-hmm. This is different. It's, you get to know the people, you're getting into their lives differently aside from the newsroom, but it all centers around. And I think so far, aside from this wacky news segment, it's doing, you know, pretty well. And I'm excited to see where they go from it. But
yeah,
you know, they have to overdo it a little bit.
Right. And I think it's good that it's entertainment. Mm-hmm. I think where people get mixed up is your intermixing actual news events that
right.
happened over the last few years mm-hmm. and actual news reports. They even brought up a little segment from Fox News,
yeah.
a Sarah Palin
mm-hmm.
interview. Mm-hmm. So I think they're getting it, you know, intermixed, like this
right.
real stuff happening with entertainment TV
mm-hmm. yeah.
scripting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is hard to know the difference, but the bottom line is this is not a real news show. It's an entertainment show. So enjoy it for what it is because it's great writing. It's great casting. You know, it's fun stuff and you get an idea of what it's like to be in a newsroom.
Right.
But it's not 100% the way that it goes because it can't be. You know,
there is no Jeff Daniels on the news. No.
Well, sometimes too when you have such a new cast, I know like when we used to do our product, I was producer for our local news for a little bit, and I brought in a bunch of newbies that hadn't really worked in a newsroom, and our first newscast was a train wreck just because I'd rather have people where you talk about Mackenzie's big thing is loyalty and people that you can teach. That was kind of how I approached it mm-hmm. as well. And you know, again, the first newscast was it was terrible. We watched it like the last day just laughing ourselves because it was horrendous. And I think that's kind of, there's going to be big mistakes.
Mm-hmm. But you can only go up from there.
Right? Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what she says, too, is she wants to build with these people. They're young. They're inexperienced. Mm-hmm. And what they don't have in experience, they make up for inexperience.
Yeah.
But that's the greatest thing is because those are the people that are hungry. They want to learn. They want new information. They're going to ask questions. They want to do the best that they can. So mm-hmm. hopefully she can build that good team. Mm-hmm. But let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with a little bit of news, gossip, and some predictions.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Old Wooly Bear.
Old Wooly Bear. I like
that's
that.
That's funny.
All right, let's get into some news.
TV news.
So I was reading on zaptoit.com that Aaron Sorkin stopped by the Colbert Report on Thursday to talk about the show, and that he says that I think that the news is looked at very cynically now, and I wanted to write about it idealistically and romantically. And he says that the show is a swashbuckling romantic comedy, and it's really a fantasy set against real-world events, which is what we talk about.
Exactly.
And so that's what it is. You got to just take it for what it is, which is great. And I love it. That's it. Swashbuckling.
I know. That makes like Jeff Daniels a pirate.
I kind of like that. You know, he's pirating the ship. And what did you have some good gossip, right?
Yeah, and you know, speaking of how great the show is, the show got 2.1 million viewers for the premiere episode, which is not too bad.
That's
right behind Game of Thrones, which is also one of the more successful shows
behind,
on HBO.
True Blood right now.
Yeah. True Blood's way above them. I think it's like 4.7. They're at 4.7, and Game of Thrones was at 2.2.
Oh, I just mean I think it helps that it's behind.
Oh yeah,
oh the lead in,
yeah, the lead in,
yeah. No, it does. It has a great lead in.
Yeah. Okay. Some other breaking. Speaking of breaking news, back in September, Aaron Sorkin broke his nose, and it was while he was writing a script. I guess when he's writing his scripts, he likes to act them out, and he was doing it in front of the mirror. Did a little digging on LA Times. It says that it was actually for this show. He was writing this episode also.
Oh,
it was
really?
The second episode. I was trying to find out what we were watching, but there's supposedly a scene where he flips out and he kind of like lunges at somebody. But I didn't see it, so maybe it was taken out. I'm not sure.
Oh, it could have been, maybe.
But it was for episode 2.
Wow.
The newsroom.
And he broke his nose.
Maybe
it wasn't when Mackenzie like tries to smash the phone.
Or when he throws the phone at the screen. Maybe it was that.
But I thought that was interesting that, wow, he's really passionate about his work. He really gets into it. So he broke his nose.
Yeah.
Another little bit of gossip here. Emily Mortimer, who plays Mackenzie, mm-hmm. who we all love,
yeah.
she's actually got a crush on news anchor Chris Matthews, who's on MSNBC.
Oh.
So she had an interview on the Huffington Post. She confessed it. She's been waiting to meet him. Turns out his son is on the show as well. He plays, his name is Thomas, and he plays a staffer.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we've met him yet on the show.
We might not have.
So she's saying in the interview she's been waiting to meet his dad and that she's sure that Chris Matthews is dreading to meet her because everybody knows that she's got this huge crush on him.
That's cute.
Crush. I know.
Awesome. Well,
that's it.
All right. Well, let's get into some predictions and see what we think is going to happen next. Kendra, we'll start with you.
You're after both. I think I keep... TV. Oh. Sorry. Let the man speak. I think I just keep wondering about Mackenzie and Will. And mm-hmm. Will they get together?
Will.
You know,
Will. Get,
yes.
Will,
yeah,
Will.
I tried to. You noticed that.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because I feel like they're in a good place mm-hmm. personally and professionally, but would it ruin it if they did get together?
Yeah. I mean, that's always tough, especially since they've already had a relationship, so we'll see. Yeah.
I think there's, even though they've brought certain things to light, oh, sorry, you done with your prediction? My prediction is this whole season's going to be about them trying to avoid it,
mm-hmm.
and we see that in the preview for next week, they're both dating other people, mm-hmm. or they're going to start dating other people, mm-hmm. so the drama will happen with that.
Yeah.
So it's always difficult. Feelings are not when you see your ex with somebody else. You kind of get a little jab for
something. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you get?
A little.
She's acting it out over here.
I hate my mannerisms. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's cute. What about you?
I'm kind of interested to see if Maggie does go back to Don's. I'm a big Jim fan. I think he's adorable. And I like that Neil got a little more airtime, too.
Yes.
Patel, yes.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I hope, again, they use his talents a little bit more. And Olivia Munn made her first appearance. Mm-hmm. It was very small, but they talk about her in the preview for next mm-hmm. week about mm-hmm. maybe being a little bit of a problem for the show, the newscast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question, mm-hmm. do we think that Olivia is going to try and swoop in with any of the male characters?
That's what I was going to say. I don't know, maybe.
I was thinking that...
Wasn't she talking with Don in the preview?
About
Maggie. About Maggie. Mm-hmm. But why are they together?
I'm thinking.
In the room.
Maybe in trying to help Dawn, Miss Olivia Munn comes in and starts talking to Jim.
Oh, so it's kind of like right, just as a distraction. Could be.
I feel like she wouldn't go for anyone. I don't know.
I think if focused. Anybody, she'd go for Will. You know, like at that stat, you know, level, maybe.
Or maybe she's like a lesbian.
Oh, she could. Maybe she is.
That would be Mackenzie.
Yeah, that would be a nice little twist. I don't know.
Then they could be really friends.
Well, I'm definitely excited to see where it goes. And I think with Will and Mackenzie dating other people, I think that's going to have an effect on the show. You know, jealousy is going to rear its ugly little head. So we shall see. But definitely tune in next week. I'm loving the show. The previews look amazing. So I can't wait to see where it goes. And please check us out on iTunes. And now iPhone has a podcast app that you can download. And AfterBuzz is advertised on it. So please, you can download all the podcasts you want. It organizes them for you. It's really great. So rate, comment, and you can also follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE079. And
you can follow me at TheFan2C.
At Kendra Cavasel.
At Sarah with an H Mendoza.
So please check us out, comment, rate, let us know what you think about the show, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.